Our Lord sees in the gospel passage, he sees the actions of the Pharisees, how they are always striving to be important and to impose themselves upon the people, to be special in the first places, in banquets and honor, seats of honor in the synagogues, and being called rabbi and teacher and father. This pride must have been something really ingrained in the people, and even the apostles didn't know about humility. Our Lord had to teach them what humility means and how that humility is important. Even they didn't know that. And it took them a while, because even up to the point of his passion, he had to tell them that they need to be humble. They need to, you know, the Last Supper, he washed their feet, and that was a big lesson to them. To serve, to this teaching to serve, and Jesus came to serve and not to be served. What a great immense lesson! Something, of course, the world still is caught up in pride, our innate tendency to be proud, to seek to be the first. And as you can see, this rat race of the world, everyone's running to the finish line to be the first, and our Lord's saying, "Go in the opposite direction." And what an amazing thing it is. Everybody can go that way, and we can go the other way, and we can win. We can win to be the least, to serve others. Nobody's going to challenge us. Nobody's going to fight for that. And yet, that is what our Lord's calling us to do. And if we do that, we can be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Not that we are striving for great things, but that's going to be the result. You know, even Saint Therese, a great saint of littleness, she wasn't striving to be a child and to be little to be great in heaven. She was obeying the command of God, because that's what pleases God, to be little, to be like children. That's what pleases God, and that should really be our motive. But the truth is that if we are the least, we will be the greatest in heaven. If we I serve, the greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. So if we want to be great, we want to be great forever, be the servant. Be the servant of all. Be the servant of all. So, you know, to be humble is so many different ways we need to be humble. We need to be humble in thought and speech and actions. We need to think humbly. We need to remember our nothingness. Remember that all gifts and good works that we do, all these things are done, the work of God in us, and all come from God. We have to remember that, keep remembering that, keep calling that to mind. And as the prideful thoughts come to our mind, we have to cast them out. We need to counteract them, fight against them by prayer, asking God to keep us humble, keep humble thoughts before our mind, and recall at times our sins of the past and even our weaknesses of the present. We need to speak humbly. A lot of times it means to be silent, or if we do speak, we don't speak to attract attention to ourselves, to put ourselves first. Speech is a major way where we exalt ourselves, where we put ourselves first, we dominate over others. Speech is a major way to, in an easier way, to humble ourselves. We can just keep quiet, or we can just be self-effacing in our speech. And we have to humble ourselves. Our Lord, that's what our Lord did. He humbled himself, washing the feet of the apostles as a symbol of that service. We need to humble in the many ways we can do that. Think of all the ways we can serve, we can wait on others, we can take care of others, we can take the least place, we can take the least seat. We can humble ourselves, and we must do that as well. If we can't think humbly, the prideful thoughts crowd into our head, at least we can act humbly. We can force ourselves to do something humble, and then maybe from there we can think humbly. So different ways we can to be humble, keeping in mind our Lord's example, teaching that we cannot enter heaven unless we are like children. So, you know, of course, in this life, even if we are humble, we will be exalted. Sometimes we will be made superiors, we will be made bosses, we will be made managers, we will be made, you know, maybe we feel called to be the president of the United States or the Pope or whatever. Maybe we're called to that, but we can still serve in that position, in those positions. See it as a position of service, not of domination, not of importance. The Pope is servant of the servants of God. All the string of popes we've had, even up to the present, are humble in many different ways. Think of Pope Francis, the Pope of the people. He goes down to be the level of the people, embracing them and being at their level. That's his way of being humble. Pope John Paul II, the great Pope, he worked untiringly. Look at all the volumes of work that he did. He was a servant in the sense of exhausting himself, traveling the world to be for the people, to help them, even though he was exhausted in the travels and exhausted everyone else who traveled with him. All the writings that he did to serve, to serve, to serve. So we need to live that way, to live in service and humility and littleness and childlikeness, not to forget it, but to aspire to it, pray for it, to long for it, knowing that if we don't, we can threaten our salvation, and we could certainly set bad examples and be like the Pharisees, who, you know, we don't want that. So let us set our minds on the good examples of the recent saints, but especially our Lord Jesus Christ and his humility.
Fructum ventris tuum.